people typically tend to think that social housing is funded by rates. This is not true. Social housing is funded by a mix of rent payments, which pay between 85 and 90% of the cost of social housing, depending on your local authority. And then whatever the remaining part of the unmet budget is funded by central government housing deficiency payments. And the reason why this happens is because if you were to set it purely at market rates, the rents would be very high and wouldn't be affordable, then social housing wouldn't necessarily meet its purpose. So essentially, housing deficiency fund does two things. A, gives central government the ability to have closer administration and sort of control over how social housing works in various local authorities, and also provides a subsidy to make sure that social housing is affordable. Ultimately, though, what we see in the broader sense of things is because you end up having social housing that is far more affordable, maybe three times as affordable as it would be within private sector housing, you end up seeing a multiplier effect. So for every £1 million the government invests in, you end up seeing another £3, £4, £5 being put back into the local economy. So from a taxpayer perspective, it's an incredible investment. But there are some concerns with the way housing deficiency works, and there are some reforms that could make it even better.
How much of a difference would £8.5 million make? That's obviously the amount that the Treasury have budgeted for it, and that's going to be every year for 5 years. So how much difference will that make to local authorities?
I mean, it really just depends on how sort of Department of Infrastructure and Treasury decides to allocate that funding, right? So it's one of those in which we personally are quite keen to expand the amount of social housing, but also over the long term, what Douglas is quite keen to do is make social housing a lot more financially sustainable. So our goal is to sort of move toward a system where social housing sort of pays for itself. And you can do this by getting on top of certain maintenance programs, by accelerating your investment in properties, building a lot more new properties, lower down that sort of like day-to-day average cost. And then you have the ability to move to a point where by having a more efficient set of rent setting policies, you can create a housing that is a lot more self-sustaining, and that leaves a lot more money remaining for other local authorities. So depending on how efficient and competitive we become over the next few years, it depends on how far that money goes. But ultimately, when we look at the scale of the problem and the scale of the crisis on the island, we'd obviously like it to be much higher. We would like to see this government invest a lot more in social housing, particularly given the fact that we're spending about at least twice as much on subsidizing luxury housing developments as we are subsidizing social housing. It's really important that we end up really investing back into our communities and reinvesting back into working middle class communities.
So what are the current problems that you find with the housing deficiency fund? Obviously, a number of local authorities who have housing projects, they do often say that it can be quite slow and it can be quite difficult to get the money. So do you think that this new amount of money going in will help that?
It helps. It's a step in the right direction. And I think essentially what we want to do is we want to be productive partners to government and productive partners to construction companies. What construction companies need is they need certainty to know that there will be enough projects going over the long term so they can make the necessary workforce and capital investments to make sure that projects can take place. But secondly, I think it's really important that tenants have an expectation of when improvements can happen toward housing and when new housing can be built to pull people out of poverty. So obviously, raising the funds from 7.5 million to 8.5 million is a fantastic step forward. That is good. That is something that we welcome and we're grateful for. It's also one of those we would like to see that accelerate further going forward to make sure that social housing isn't just sort of maintaining itself. Social housing isn't just doing the bare minimum. Social housing is providing that sort of standard of quality that you expect in a sort of normal Western European country, where we make sure that decent, affordable, warm housing isn't only accessible to those who have the financial means to sort of reach it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.